This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Kitty, I always am trying to figure out good things to get for your birthday, and now your birthday has just passed, and I'm sad that I didn't realize that this was available. I wonder if you would have liked it. There's always Beatles memorabilia that comes up that can be kind of weird, right? Like
John Lennon's tooth,
right?
Once.
That was one of them. But what about this? Apparently, a collector named Joseph O'Donnell paid an undisclosed price for a piece of half-eaten toast from George Harrison.
Really?
So,
Well, I need to know a little bit more about this toast.
Originally saved in a scrapbook.
Really?
By a 15-year-old Beatles fan named Sue Hoington, the framed toast scrap dates back to February 8, 1963, the eve of the band's final show at the Cavern Club in Liverpool. The question becomes that
how do we document this?
Right. George Harrison even said way back when, this is total BS. It's never been authenticated. Here's the best part of what George Harrison said. It hasn't been authenticated. I really dislike that. I ate all my toast. I never left any. Which I think is
In the Clean Plate Club, and he wants everybody to know about it. Was there was there a topping on the toast? I know they were big on marmalade.
Right. It doesn't say here if it was. The last time it was sold in 1991, it sold for about $95,000. But I love that he's mad, not just like, that's fake, that's probably not toast, that he recalls eating it.
He ate all his toast.
What a good boy.
At all times.
Yeah.
So it can't be possible.
If it was real, would you want that?
No.
I mean, what would you do with it, really?
Hang it on the wall as a novelty? Or if I got really hungry.
Yeah, see, that's exactly what I thought would be
happening. An emergency break glass.